the top of the IDS Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop. It's hammer time.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty.
Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com and Friday nights at 10:30 on
K-F-A-I.
Inexplicably at that, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. Hi, I am in fact Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Oh, what we're going to do for the next 90 minutes or so, a lot of pop music you haven't heard on the air in a long time. Probably not at all. It's like a graduate level course in pop, and I like to call it Crap from the Past. We started there with a remake of Temptation Eyes. The original was a hit in 1971 for the Grassroots. That there, a cover version by the band Steel Breeze, the very same guys who did You Don't Want Me Anymore. Yep. You Don't Want Me Anymore was on RCA, and I think they released a follow-up album on RCA that didn't do all that well. They got dropped. They released an independent 45 or two, or maybe a whole album to go along with it. I don't know. I can't find it in the discographies or in the books or on the websites. No idea when that thing came out, but that was, in fact, from a... all I know is that the 45 has a pink label on it. It doesn't say what the actual label is, but... so I don't even know when it came out, but judging by the sound of the drums, I'd say around 1986. Just a guess. Steel Breeze and a nice obscurity to start off Crap from the Past. Something you'd like to hear tonight? Don't bother calling. As usual, I'm not answering the phone, but I do have my email account set up right here on this computer here. You can send me email to ron@crapfromthepast.com. You can go to the Facebook Crap from the Past group and join in the conversations, because if there are actual conversations, and I chime in as well. Or you could just sit back and listen. As you might, may or may not know, today officially is Elvis's birthday. He would have been 75 today. It's also David Bowie's birthday, but really those two pale in comparison with Mike Reno from Loverboy's birthday. And it's his birthday today. So why don't I just play some good Loverboy stuff from 1983, a song you don't hear too much on those other radio stations. Queen of the Broken Hearts from Loverboy on Crap from the Past.
You finally see you. Monster Gerber.
Thank God it's Friday.
On Crap from the Past.
If you lived here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul in 1991, you might remember that particular song there, Walking Down Madison from Kirstie McCall, from the album Electric Landlady. Really, I don't think it was popular anywhere else in the U.S., but it got a bunch of airplay here on Modern Rock KJ104, a station that has certainly outlived its actual time on the air because it was only around for about 2 years. And we're still talking about it nearly 20 years later. Nice. I don't know if that was a hit in England at all, actually. I know a lot of the stuff they played on KJ104 was actually pop hits in England. It got some top 40 airplay over there. Not so much here in the U.S. The categories had started to be pretty well defined at that point, and there was not a lot of crossover. So the Voice of the Beehive stuff, for example, nothing on the top 40 world, tiny bit of modern rock airplay, things like that. So there you go. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to another thrilling installment of Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI, our teeny tiny itsy bitsy little FM towers. That's all well and good, but I'm convinced that the real reach of Crap from the Past and of KFAI is over the internet, because tonight, hello to Jay, Chuck, Jen, I'm sure Colin is listening live, Libby will be listening later on, so many people listening to Crap from the Past. So hi to each and every one of you. The idea of live radio is still kind of exciting to me, that okay, with the there's a couple seconds of delay in order to get out to the digital stream, but the fact that I'm sitting here right now and I can see your emails and stuff, I like that. So if you might not have heard, the show that followed mine, This Little Girl's Gone Rockin', for years and years and years and years, is officially retired. Mick Novak's last show as host of This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' was last week. And it makes me sad. She's still going to be around the station. She's not going anywhere. It's just that before it started to get old for her, she wanted to step down while she still had a little bit of enthusiasm for the show before it started to feel like drudgery. It never got to that point, which is a good thing. But I have no idea what's coming up in an hour and 15 minutes when Crap from the Past ends. I haven't a clue. I'm just hoping that somebody shows up at 12. Oh, boy. It's going to be the free form, free for all, something or other, like it used to be in the gap of time between when Musical Transportation Spree retired and when This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' got moved. So it's probably going to be more of the same again. Haven't got a clue. But if you're intrigued, stick around. Crap from the Past ends at midnight tonight, or where I'm sitting here, Friday nights at midnight. I don't know what comes on after that. And if you're curious to hear what This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' sounded like, there are still 2 weeks of shows left on the KFAI archives at kfai.org. And I saved the last This Little Girl's Gone Rockin' is archived at archive.org. Which is the proper way to do things, I think. So there you go. It just makes me sad, though, because Mick was a really good neighbor. I genuinely, sincerely mean that her show was one of my favorite on KFAI, and I'm really going to miss not being able to drive home to her anymore. And so I'm going to play one little song for Mick here. I'm pretty sure she's not listening because she's... Well, I'm just pretty sure she's not listening tonight. But if she is, she'll appreciate this. And I know that if I need to, I can call up Mick and say, Mick, I need a recommendation from you. I need 35 songs that all sound like this one. And she'll come through. And the song I have chosen, this song was a hit when it came out here in the U.S. It was not released as a single in England, although I'm pretty sure it's pretty well known over there. I'm going to play you To Sir With Love by Lulu, which was a big hit in 1967. But if I wanted to say, Mick, I need 35 songs that all sound like To Sir With Love that I've never heard, she'd come through with them. That was the beauty of This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. So I tip my proverbial headphones to Mick. I hope she's enjoying not being down at the station tonight. And this is Lulu from 1967, To Sir With Love on Crap from the Past.
No. clear to me now. My heart is on fire. My soul's like a wheel that's turning. My love is alive. My love is alive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! There's something inside that's making me crazy. I'll try to keep it together.
Joan Osborne from 2001, her remake of Gary Wright's Love is Alive. Officially, it's from the soundtrack of One Night at McCool's, a movie nobody saw. And that there was, I think it might have been one of the singles from the second album, or the second big album. There were, well, let's just call Relish the first album. There might have been stuff before that that Joan Osborne recorded, but really, Relish is fantastic. And that is the best CD you will find for a penny, because it turns up in all the used places, but it's phenomenal, start to finish. A great, great record. And I think it was legal troubles that held up the follow-up, because there was many, there were a good number of years between the hit One of Us and then anything. Safety in Numbers was the first single to come out, and that was about 5 years after One of Us. And the rest of that album wasn't so good. And subsequent releases, not so good. Joan, man, just belt. You're the belter. Why don't you just sing some upbeat stuff? Joan Osborne's performance, she pretty much ran away with the movie Standing in the Shadows of Motown. If anybody should sing Motown type records, it's Joan Osborne. But lately she's been recording like ballads and lullaby type music. I don't know why. It's fine. She can do whatever she wants because she's Joan Osborne, but I just wish she would just belt some more. That's just me. For some reason, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and as you probably, well, you might not know, this show, Crap from the Past, is turning 18 years old this week. Not this week, sorry, this month. The last week in January, our 18th birthday party. And I scratched my head, and I thought, what can I possibly do to celebrate? Because 16, I had it mapped out with the driving thing, and 17 was perfect. It was a good way to the public transportation, because we can't drive anymore because we're really bad drivers. But 18, You can get drafted into the Army. You can get a tattoo. Graduate from high school. I just didn't feel it wasn't working for me. So Colin came up with an idea. Let me find his exact wording because he posted it on the group thingy at Facebook. Nope, can't find it now. But basically, Colin's idea was try and sum up what Crap from the Past means to you in one song. Tell me what that song is. Send me a little a sentence or two explaining why it's important to you. And what I'm going to do on the last week in January, I think it's the 29th or something like that, I'm going to basically read them all as long-distance dedications. All those things you send to me, they're all going to make it on the air, and I'm going to play 100% requests, whatever you guys want to hear. Because Crap from the Past, as you know, meaningful for me, but I'm curious to know what things mean to you as well. So send them to me, ron@crapfromthepast.com. You can send it to me through Facebook, all sorts of good things. So also, hi to Sean. Sean is listening and is a bigger music nut than I am, which is the highest compliment I can possibly play to anybody, anywhere. It's pretty amazing. And I know this is not going to stump you, Sean, but I'm hoping to trigger the oh wow factor. In 1981, the group Champagne released a song called How About Us. A sweet little ballad, did very nicely on the charts for them. 2 years later, they tried to repeat it. Literally, the song was called Try Again, and it's an exact rewrite of How About Us. And I'm pretty sure this doesn't get a lot of airplay anymore. From 1983, the group Champagne and Try Again on Crap from the Past.
I've been staring at your photograph, wondering where you're at today. And I've been hanging by the telephone, hoping that you'll call.
Monster Gerber.
The new soft sound of the 70s was upon us.
On Crap from the Past.
I like that song a lot, but it was not a hit. It should have been a hit. The follow-up, I mean, the single that came out right before it was a hit, even though it sounded nothing at all like Taking It Easy. That there, the follow-up to a horrendous disco single called You're the Love by Seals and Crofts. That was, in fact, Seals and Crofts. They rocked out on Taking It Easy, which stiffed big time when it came out in late 1978. Great song, one that I'd like to think perfectly encapsulates what I stand for on Crap from the Past. It just makes me happy. It's amazing when I know that lots and lots of people are listening. It kind of makes me take my game up. What's the word I'm looking for there? I have to step it up a notch when people like Jay and Ben, let's see, Joe out in California is listening, Michael in New Jersey, Marty in Oman. That's in the Middle East. So he's listening live. It's crazy. Todd from St. Paul or Minneapolis? Well, Todd and Diane are both listening. I ran into Todd on the street. It was like 10 below outside, and I was talking to somebody, and we passed each other. It's hard for me to recognize people when they're totally covered up except for their eyes. So, Todd, I'm sorry I didn't recognize you immediately. Lots and lots of other people listening tonight, but makes me realize sometimes people actually pay attention, and virtually none of them live here in town, and nobody's listening on FM. It's all through KFAI.org. It's the future, my friends. Now, I queued up, I wanted something bubblegummy, something sweet and sticky from the late 80s, and I found this. This would be all well and good. This is the single that came out before Toy Soldiers from Martika, the smallish hit that they got a little bit of airplay, but Toy Soldiers is the one that everybody remembers. But not many people remember this. This is More Than You Know in Spanish on Crap from the Past.
Yeah. Programming on KFAI is sponsored in part by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz music. More information at 651-756-7027 or ricestreetmusic.com.
Awesome. It's built as Corniche. I don't know if that's a guy or if that's an actual group. I'm guessing that's a guy and that's his last name. That's just a guess, though. That's from an actual 45 that came out in 1979 on Wind Song Records, in case you want to find it. The theme from Chips. Deeply enjoyable. I know, that's going to be stuck in your head for some time there. I'm not sure why it was stuck in my head, and my guess is that it was because 30 Rock used Larry Wilcox in a brilliant, brilliant manner a couple weeks ago, and that was just lurking in the background there. That and Laura Branigan actually appeared on an episode of Chips, and I know Colin has a soft spot for a particular Laura Branigan song that may get some airplay on the 18th birthday party that Crap from the Past will have on the last weekend in January. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for tuning in to Crap from the Past. If you've never heard the show before, yeah, it's pretty much par for the course. It's like a graduate level course in pop, so once you get bored with your Jack FM and your good times and or great oldies, welcome to Crap from the Past. We're going to dig way deeper than you ever thought humanly possible. And just the fact that Sean is listening tonight, I'm trying so hard to stump him with stuff he's never heard before, which is darn close to impossible. And I want to also acknowledge, let me see here, Trudy, who's listening in Bloomington via our FM signal, as well as Ben, who's listening via FM. It's nice to know that the FM signal actually reaches a couple of listeners, as well as Chuck and Chris and a bunch of other people. Thank you so much for partaking in the electronic conversation here. It's much easier than trying to negotiate the phone request line. So I'd like to think the telephone pretty much a thing of the past. I'm not going to give out the request line ever again. No, instead we'll participate electronically if there's something you'd like to hear tonight. And so, here, this is going to stump you good. A couple weeks ago when we did our 2009th year in review show, I played something weird from Al Jarreau. I like Al Jarreau. We're in this love together. Good stuff. The theme from Moonlighting. It's pretty good stuff. Morning. He recorded some really fine jazzy stuff with the scat singing and stuff like that in the early to mid 80s. And I know he recorded stuff before that and has been recording continuously since then, but that's the only stuff I really know because that's all that crossed over to the pop world. He released something really lyrically very strange at the end of 2009, and that's what I played on the show. And I got to thinking, you know, I should dig this little thing up because I don't know if I've ever played this here. In 1981, Al Jarreau had the big hit with We're In This Love Together, which was the first song I ever heard from him. I was 13. I didn't know if there were any jazzy releases before that, and I was 13. Turns out, We're In This Love Together, a remake. Uh-huh. I'm going to play you the original here, which I don't think I've ever played here on Crap from the Past. This arrangement really just isn't so good, and the Al Jarreau version is light years better than this, but this is obscure. It came out on an album called We Should Be Together on A&M Records. This is Dean Kahn from 1980 and the original version of We're In This Love Together on Crap from the Past.
And love, it's like a diamond ring, it's a precious thing. And we never want to lose it. It's like a favorite song that we love to sing. Every time we hear the music, we're in this love together. We got the kind that lasts forever. We're in this love together. We got the kind that lasts forever. It's sweeter all the time. It's like a rainy night and the candlelight. Ooh, it's so romantic. We got the whole thing working out. Right. Just the way we planned it. We're in this love together. We got the kind that lasts forever. We're in this love together. We got the kind that lasts forever. It gets sweeter all the time.
Music, and we're in this love together. We got got the kind that lasts forever. We're in this love together, and like berries on the vine, it gets sweeter.
That's Al Jarreau and We're In This Love Together from late 1981. Right before that, you heard the original version of the song recorded about a year earlier by a guy named Dean Conn, C-O-N-N. I don't know anything else about him. I have the rest of the whole Dean Conn album, and really, it ain't so good. It's kind of overarranged, kind of far-reaching. And I'd love to know the story of how that particular song found its way from the over-arranged Dean Conn original to Al Jarreau's hands. Who actually brought it to him and said, "Oh, I got a song, it's going to be huge!" Well, because that's a good set of ears you'd have to get it from one to the other there. And I thought, well, hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Welcome to Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI. Lots of people listening tonight, online especially. If you want to join in the conversation, you can either send me email to ron@crapfromthepast.com or check out the Crap from the Past group at Facebook. And Chuck is listening tonight of Chuck and Joel. Chuck and Joel used to do Cosmic Slop on Radio K, and they're still doing Cosmic Slop as podcasts. Google the whole thing. They're still out there. They're still out there. It's just great. I love hearing them. So I know Chuck is going to enjoy this next segment, and I've done this before, but I don't think I've done it in the last, let's say, 6 months. So it's time to trot these two songs back out. There's a song, Sesame Street started in 1968, 69, 70, something like that. And almost immediately, cast members from Sesame Street started releasing solo albums, left and right, like crazy. A lot of them came out on Columbia, which was the label that was distributing the Sesame Street records themselves. A handful of them came out on independent labels. And I think, I'm pretty sure, the hardest one to find out of all of them was an album called Bob McGrath from Sesame Street, because it came out on Affinity Records. Affinity, and it's number 1001. My guess is that this is the only album that ever came out on Affinity Records. The album, well, Bob McGrath from Sesame Street, the song Groovin' on the Sunshine, billed as The Best Friends with Bob McGrath, and it actually came out as a 45. I have both the album and the 45. It's a pleasant little the kids record. It's kind of goofy. Bob McGrath's vocals kick in, and it's it's off just a little bit, but it's endearing. And the last 30 seconds of the record, the band totally rocks out, which is very uncharacteristic for a kid's record, especially one that came out around 1971, pinning that in around 71 somewhere. Turns out the song itself is a remake. I got to hunting on this particular song because I noticed that Groovin' on the Sunshine was written and produced by Robert Allen. And the album credits made a big deal that it was Robert Allen. Who's Robert Allen? I went hunting around. He was a pretty good arranger and writer and had done a lot of work with Johnny Mathis, among some other people. Had arranged a lot of mellow 50s stuff. In the late 60s, he worked on a psychedelic experiment called the Three Ring Circus. And that's where that song originally appears. So what I'm going to do here, and this is written and produced by the same people twice. The first one is a kid's record, and then I'm going to play you the trippy original that had come out 3 years before. All right? It's a lot of lead up, but it's worth it. This is Groovin' on the Sunshine, the best friends with Bob McGrath from around 1971 on Crap from the Past.
Groovin' on the Sunshine, listening to the flowers.
Monster Gerber.
And it was not a hit. It bombed.
On Crap from the Past.
Grooving on the sunshine. Listening to the flowers. Grooving on the sunshine. Warming up on love and happiness, love and happiness. cranking up the music, hearing all the colors, moving on the sunshine, warming up on love and happiness, love and happiness.
I'd have to say that's the biggest bummer I have in the entire Crap from the Past library. It's the original version of Groovin' on the Sunshine as billed to the Three Ring Circus, with Three Ring Circus put together by Robert Allen and Ray Ellis, both well-known 1950s era arrangers and producers and writers. They decided to get hip. Well, I figured if the Beatles can do it with Sgt. Pepper, we can do it with this thing we call the Three Ring Circus. And wow, it's just not a late 60s. It's not the late 60s, I guess, unless it has a trippy freakout section in it. But apparently that record did so badly when it came out in 1968 that 3 years later, Robert Allen was demoted to producing kids' records. That's that's what I'm taking away from all that right there. Here, let me play this thing for you.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Dex, your source for the most complete local information. In the book, online at dexknows.com, or with 1-800-CALL-DEX. Find whatever you need, whenever you need it. Dex knows.
That sounded like it had turntable rumble behind it. That can't be right. So, for some reason, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and grantfromthepast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, as I am every week, and this little thing I do here for the last 18 years is called Crap from the Past. That's right, 18 years! This show is 18 years old, and we officially turn 18 at the end of January. If there's one particular song rolling around in your head, or one particular song that's especially meaningful, what does Crap from the Past mean to you in one song is basically what my listener Colin in England asked, and I think it's a good challenge. If you can think of one particular song that best sums up Crap from the Past, you don't have to send me the song, but tell me what it is, send me email, give me a couple sentences as to why, And we're going to read them all on the air, which is really cool. That's how we're going to be celebrating the Crap from the Past 18th birthday. And to send things to me, it's ron@crapfromthepast.com. Or you can just go to the Facebook thingy. There's a Crap from the Past group, and I'm on there as well. So there you go. I've queued up track 7. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure this is from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And I say pretty sure. It's been a long time since I've seen the movie. The soundtrack doesn't exist. There is no soundtrack album for this. And the only way you can get this particular song that I'm going to play here is from a 45 that was given out at a screening of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. They didn't make very many of these things. I have one, of course, from 1986. This is a nice little gem billed to the Flower Pot Men. And it's not the same Flower Pot Men from the 60s. Totally different creation. This is a song called Beat City on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
Here's another one of those story songs that I like so much.
On Crap from the Past.
Strong man died to ride. Things are crawling, things are flying. jars and he'd bury it all around. And on certain nights, if the moon was right, he'd dig it up out of the ground. He'd pour it all out on the floor of his shack and run his fingers through it. Yeah, Lucius Clay was a greedy old man, and that's all there was to it. But I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself, and I couldn't conceive it, 'cause I never would listen to nobody else. And I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself. But there's some things in this world you just can't explain. The Cable Boys was white trash who lived over on Carver's Creek. They were mean as a snake and sneaky as a cat and belligerent when they'd speak. One night the oldest brother said, y'all meet me in the woody swamp later, and we'll take old Lucius's money and we'll feed him to the alligators. They found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand, 13 rusty mason jars he just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man, and they picked him up off of the ground and threw him in the swamp and stood there and laughed as your black water sucked him down. Then they turned around and went back to the shack, picked up the money and ran. They hadn't gone nowhere when they realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed, but they couldn't get away. And just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. It's been 50 years ago, and you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights, if the moon is right, down by that dark footpath, you can hear three young men screaming. You can hear one old man laugh.
If you ever go back in the woods one way, you better not go at night. There's things out there in the middle of the woods that make a strong man die for pride. Things that crawl and things that fly, things that creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around. But I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself, and I couldn't conceive it, 'cause I never would listen to nobody else. And I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself. But there's some things in this world you just can't explain.
Some things in this world.
That's the Charlie Daniels Band, and you know the sound of the Charlie Daniels Band from The Devil Went Down to Georgia from 79. In late 1980, they tried to repeat the formula with another story song. The Legend of Woolly Swamp was the smallish hit when it came out there. I like the song. I just like it. It's kind of catchy. Plus, they use two drummers on the song. Yeah, anybody that uses two drummers is all right with me. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. 15 minutes left on Crap from the Past, and I've been informed that the show, the very first Friday night free-form, free-for-all, something or other, will be hosted by Nancy tonight. You're going to go by Nancy? Liberty. Well, it blew your cover. I hear that. Well, stay tuned. It's going to be really good in 15 minutes. How's that? Ah, the banter. I miss Mick. Donnie Iris. You know, when in doubt, just talk about Donnie Iris. He had a big hit in 1970 as a member of the Jaggers because he wrote The Rapper, which is a great song. What did he do in the 70s? He was a member of Wild Cherry for a while and was part of the band when they were touring to promote Play That Funky Music. So Donnie Iris wasn't on the song in the studio, but he played with the band when they were touring and supporting the album in 1976. After that, he started working with a guy named Mark Avsec. And together, they worked together a lot all throughout the 80s as Donnie Iris and the Cruisers. A lot of talent there. We'll come back to that. In 1988, Mark Avsec had a side project called Cellar Full of Noise. Really bombastic production, because that's what things sounded like in 1988. And I can't remember if Donnie Iris is singing background on this or not, but he might as well be, because there are lots of background vocals. There are lots of everything on this. This is an overproduced record that I love immensely. From 1988, Cellar Full of Noise and Samantha, What You Gonna Do on Crap from the Past.
Tell me what you gonna do, what you gonna do.
Clock
KFAI is sponsored in part by Rice Street Music Memorabilia, 2768 Rice Street in St. Paul, offering a variety of new and used CDs and high-definition vinyl, including early rock and roll, soul, R&B, country, folk, and jazz music. More information at 651-756-7027 or ricestreetmusic.com.
While this goes on a little bit longer, I'll tell you that this song, it's called Mandalay, if you haven't figured that out. Corey Catt, catchy chorus. Very catchy. Big dance floor hit from 1979. It's La Flavor. It's Mark Avsek's side project, and Donny Iris is singing background in there somewhere. I'm not sure if he's actually on that song, but he sings on the La Flavor album. It kind of makes sense. Donny Iris dabbled in some of the funky dance music, touring with Wild Cherry in the mid to late 70s, and then this thing. And then he just rocked it out for Aaliyah in 1980. And it goes on and on. That's the 12-inch there. I can't find a short version of that song, so it's got to go the full 6 minutes. Well, I will tell you that you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and crapfromthepast.com. It's Mike Reno's birthday. Ooh. Yeah, it's Elvis's birthday and David Bowie's birthday, but Mike Reno from Loverboy has a birthday. That's the way you do it. So I'm going to play you their last chart hit. Hey, hey, hey. 1987, this is Notorious from Loverboy, and that's going to do it for me. I'll be back next week. Bye!